You're listening to Agriculture Today. Well, we talk with great frequency about the economic conditions in production agriculture right now, and there are some definite and clear challenges that you producers are having to encounter. It's an opportunity to remind you once again of a service out of the Agricultural Economics Department at K-State that's very important in times like these. It's called the Farm Analyst Program, and its director, K-State's Dwayne Hund, is Mike's side once again. For Dwayne, you will be heading out on the road, actually have been for some time, but really cranking up the schedule here soon to meet with farm families who are looking to farm analysts for answers to questions about management. And we want to get into all of that, but we always like to ask you about what you're seeing as far as economics for our farmers and ranchers out there right now.
Well, without question, there's haves and have-nots this year. We had some regional droughts in some spots that really devastated some areas of the state. For the most part, I think the state had average crops to even some that were very good. The cattle situation is holding its own for a lot of people. I will say if it wasn't for soybeans, we'd probably have a different picture in the cropping side. But the main thing I think we're looking at now more than anything is the projections going forward don't look real rosy. Mm-hmm. And it's tough to figure out if we want to expand an operation and go into debt. Is now the right time to do? Is now the right time to bring in that next generation and make them part of it? Is now the right time to slow down and try to conserve some resources for a better time in a few years? Lots of questions and lots of different answers for those questions.
And no simple answers to any of those, Dwayne.
Never are.
We want to, again, remind folks of the Farm Analyst Program and how it can aid in seeking those answers that are well-tailored to each individual operation. It is an opportunity for farm families in a confidential setting to visit with somebody about what's possible in working their way through the economic difficulties, right?
It is, and we let the numbers guide our direction. We sit down with farm families at their kitchen table in a confidential setting and put together financial statements, put together budgets for their different enterprises, their different crops, and their livestock enterprises, and then roll that all together in a projection for a cash flow analysis to say, if you did what you want to do for the coming year, what's it going to look like at the end of the year? Are we going to be able to service our debts? Do we have enough money for disposable income for personal living expenses? Do we have anything left to replace equipment that's aging? All of those things roll together and give us a clue as to the ability of the operation to be competitive and in some cases even survive. If the farmers that are on the edge or think they are on the edge would avail themselves of this opportunity to have an analysis like this done, they may find out that they're doing just fine, or they may find out that they are being proactive in trying to stop a problem that is occurring before it gets too late where they don't have a choice.
The core of Farm Analyst, in large part, has been over the years the FinPAC analytical tool. That's still being employed here?
It is. And FinPAC is an acronym for financial package, and it's a set of software that has been around for 40 years and been continually improved at the University of Minnesota Extension. We've used it here in Kansas ever since we started back in 1985. It's an excellent tool to do projections with. It's not an accounting program, but what it does is it takes your records for the last 3 to 5 years, and we use those to make projections going forward. And I have a core group of about 50 producers I work with every year that will really tell me what the trends are in many cases for agriculture for the next year, because they have done such a good job over the years of putting together accurate data and helping me put together projections for them that I have a pretty good idea what 2018 is going to look like.
Mm-hmm. So you combine the FinPAC software with the interactions with your staff as they visit one-on-one with producers and their families, and you get a good dialogue going about what is, in fact, feasible for that operation moving forward.
And the important thing here is that communication, as you said, the dialogue is critical. So many times, especially if we get to be a little bit concerned about a situation, we tend not to want to address it because we fear that maybe things are going to be worse than what they turn out to be. Mm-hmm. So if we can just avail ourselves of the opportunity in a confidential setting to discuss the different avenues and approaches that we might be able to take, if we'll look critically at the different enterprises we have and focus on those that are most profitable, if we just change some of our resource base to fit what our desires are to do that really is in our hearts to be a part of, many times we can find a successful outcome much better than what we currently have.
And just to share an example of something that you have been talking up with producers, as a matter of fact, yourself, that gives a notion of what farm analysts can provide. In interacting with crop producers here in recent years, you've been suggesting the idea of the net share leasing agreement, and you can take this story from there, Dwayne.
Well, a lot of people had concerns here with the downturn in grain prices since about 2011 and going up till this point about cash rents being too high and not being able to service their expenses and their debts, and much less have anything left over for personal living expense. There's also challenges with more land being owned by out-of-state landlords, and in many cases, those out-of-state landlords don't understand why their cash rents should be changing to fit the current profit situation. Some of them are on crop share arrangements where the landlords to pay their share of fertilizer and chemicals or maybe some other costs, and it's hard to get some of these landowners to understand why these bills are coming. So I started looking at it about 10 years ago and started advocating that farmers consider what was called a net share, either a 75-25, or today I'm mostly working with farmers advocating an 80-20, where the landlord receives either 20 or 25% of the grain production as it goes across the scales, and they pay no expenses towards that crop. The tenant fully funds the operation and takes either 75 or 80% of the production, and leaving the landlord with the income from the harvest. Now, what that can do for the tenant is help control some of his costs, because he knows exactly what he's going to have from the production. But what's good for the landlord in this case is the landlord can count on having some income come in and not have to worry about paying their share of any expenses. And as grain prices go up, which we hope they will here in the next year or two, they'll get more income out of it than they would if it was a flat cash rent. So I really think, Eric, it's a good win-win for everybody. It's good for the tenant, it's good for the landlord, it's fair and it's equitable, and it's just a matter of whether we can make it work on an 80-20 or we can go to a 75-25. But I had one lady tell me that, farm wife tell me that their landlord in Pennsylvania was really enjoying going to the mailbox twice a week because they were getting checks from the elevator as their grain went across the scales and was sold. And it would seem like they were real happy with the arrangement.
And we share that because that's one mere example of the kinds of alternatives that can be discussed one-on-one with the farm analyst representatives out there.
Exactly. And not everybody uses cash rent. A lot of people have other avenues of renting ground on shares and other cooperative arrangements. But cash rent is very common. And I would say that this is very applicable to dry land. Irrigated land is a little bit different of situation, and that may or may not work on a net share basis, but certainly for the standpoint of a dry land crop acreage, I think it's something that needs to be considered. And every case is unique. You know, some people might have cash rents that are reasonable and not going to be changing, and they can get along. But for those that are having some challenges there to cash flow, this might be something they need to take a look at.
How one might explore the opportunity of using Farm Analyst? There are contact points, obviously.
There are. About 50% of our referrals on an annual basis come from the Kansas Ag Mediation Service. Individuals will contact the Kansas Ag Mediation Service with different issues, and if those issues look like that they could use the assistance of a farm analyst, then that program will make referrals to myself or our team of other analysts and go out and work with these families and help them develop strategies for mediation in different areas. It could be a debtor-creditor situation. It could be two brothers that need help reconciling their differences. In many cases, it could be a son came home and as part of the operation, and there wasn't a real clear understanding of what was expected and how the economics were going to work with that new family being part of the operation. So a myriad of different situations can be involved in the consultations that we have. So just bringing the numbers through brings the dialogue to light. Mm-hmm. It brings the communication afore. And I have many people that tell me that just that one day a year, getting to sit down and strategize and look at their operations and talk about what do we want to be 5 years from now? What's this operation going to look like 10 years from now? Are we pursuing the right strategy? Are we pulling together? Lots of really great communication occurs to help us forge a path, because we all know the future is going to happen whether we make it happen or not. And if we're proactive, we can have some control over how this works.
By the way, the Kansas Agricultural Mediation Services number is 800-321-3276 or 321-FARM, if that's easier to remember. There is now also an opportunity to make use of what Farm Analyst has to offer at 5 central sites around Kansas coming up in January and February as part of a special workshop series. Dwayne, we want to tell folks about that after the break. Please stand by if you would. Dwayne Hund is here, the director of the Farm Analyst Program out of K-State. We'll return with Dwayne shortly here on the K-State Radio Network and Agriculture Today.